This is Bonnie Gressel, Meditation for Busy People. Many people think the only way to meditate is to sit cross-legged and be still for a long period of time with an empty mind. Although you can meditate that way, there are many ways to learn to live in the present moment and practice meditation in your daily life. Meditation is not necessarily clearing your mind of all thought or having an empty mind. Rather, it's directed concentration, bringing to a center, focusing your attention on something so intently that the mind chatter falls away and you can feel the calm and peacefulness it brings. It may be focusing on your breath, which is always with you, or gazing at a beautiful sunset, taking in the beauty of that one moment without thinking about the future or the past. Focusing so intently on that present moment that your thoughts stop wandering and your mind is still. Oftentimes, the breath is used as the focus of concentration, and it's an easy way to begin a practice. A candle flame, a mantra, a sound, a prayer, or imagery may also be used as the focus of concentration. As I mentioned, there are many ways to meditate. For some people, using imagery or visualization is helpful as a focus. It's a practice, and there is no one right way. Some of the benefits of meditation include the fact that meditation increases the activity of the parasympathetic nervous system, the relaxing side, your involuntary nervous system. Its counterpart is the sympathetic nervous system. That's the fright, fight, or flight response. Many of the problems in today's world are caused by an overactivity of the sympathetic nervous system. It's like the saber-toothed tiger never goes away, so the nervous system never fully recovers and relaxes. This leads to an increase in stress hormones, like cortisol, which can then in turn lead to high blood pressure, heart palpitations, anxiety, headaches, decreased immune function, even weight gain, skin and gastrointestinal problems. Creating balance through attention to your breathing, guided meditation and visualizations will slow your heart rate, lower blood pressure, lower cortisol levels, and strengthen the immune system. These practices also increase the release of the feel-good chemicals in your brain, like beta endorphins, which help us to feel calm and relaxed. We all have more drugs in our brain than any drug company could ever make, and meditation is one way to release those brain chemicals that make us feel good and promote better health. When using visualization as a means to meditate, know that the imagery may actually be visualizing or seeing. It may also be feeling, hearing, smelling, or any of the senses. Not everyone is visual as their primary way of perceiving. So don't be concerned if you don't see the images. Just accept whatever you experience. When you begin a meditation practice and incorporate it into your life, your interaction and reaction to your environment will change over the course of time. Things won't bother you so much. Here are some tips for beginning a formal meditation practice. Meditate at the same time every day. Early morning works well for many people. Be as free as possible from distractions. Choose a place to meditate where nothing and no one will bother you. Bring awareness in the first few moments that you are awake. Don't just jump out of bed like you're on automatic pilot. Rather, you can do this slowly. You can also take time at the end of the day. Wear comfortable, non-restrictive clothing. Meditation is a work of a lifetime. That's why they call it practice. So begin with what you think you can do. Take just a few minutes at the beginning, and that's just fine. Don't expect an altered state of consciousness or to have some wonderful experience the first time. You need to stick with it over time. If you're expecting something else, you may be disappointed. When ending your meditation session, if your eyes are closed, allow them to open slowly. Taking a deep breath or stretching is sometimes helpful. Try to weave meditation into the fabric of your life, not just when you're stressed, but rather, it's a way of being. After some practice, it will come naturally when you are stressed. Incorporate meditation into your daily life. Simply take a moment to connect with your breath while doing routine tasks, such as arriving early for an appointment, standing in line at the checkout, eating, or even washing the dishes. Take moments in your day to pay attention to your breath and be mindful of the present moment without thinking about the future or the past. Just enjoy the now. When you practice living in the present moment on a daily basis, everything in your life can be the same or even more stressful, but it won't bother you so much. Feelings of distress are not usually directly related to the event or situation that occurs, but rather our reaction to it, the thoughts we have about it. Meditation can assist you in minimizing your reactions by keeping you focused in the present moment. The following guided meditations will assist you in beginning a meditation practice. The first is a breathing meditation without any background music. The second meditation utilizes imagery and incorporates background music. You may want to practice these on a regular basis. Enjoy.